Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds. Story Mode presents a 1980s fantasy adventure. Big Trouble in Tango and Cashier. Starring David Bell as Disco Horse Jr., Abe Epperson as Arms McElbows, Robert Evans as Johnny Grenades, Maggie Mae Fish as Grendel, Cody Johnston as Morthos Wand Eater, Marina Ryman as Detective Slater, and Michael Swain as Carmouth. Hosted by Tom Ryman.
And I'm going to heal myself if I can. Is that too many actions or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
While you're doing that, I'm going to cut over to the
perfect,
Pizza Hut.
Perfect.
Meanwhile, back at the Pizza Hut.
So I know this isn't typical for D&D, but I like, hopefully, that there was some time that passed in between. I'm making protest signs. And I'm trying to unionize the gremlins.
Sure.
And we're
sure.
I'm gonna try to convince them to go out to the mayor's house.
Okay. I left the Pizza Hut, right?
Sure.
I'm gonna head to the bank because fuck the bankers, right?
Yeah.
So I jog over to the bank.
Just a light jog.
Right.
Yeah.
You enter the bank.
It's gonna be more gremlins, dude.
There's several gremlin tellers. There's a little gremlin manager, and there's a little
so
gremlin
cute.
Guard. They're just running the bank.
That's so cute.
That is cute.
I guess I go up to the teller.
Okay.
And I'm like, I'd like to open an account, please.
Make a wisdom roll.
It's either a 5 or an 18. We landed on the side.
All right. Which one is it?
It's probably the 5. It really was. It was literally like this. It was like right on the edge.
Then re-roll.
Okay, just roll it again.
Right. It's a 3 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The teller talks you into signing up for a loan that has like a 33% APR. Okay.
I fucking love these guys. These guys are awesome.
All right.
Why would we want to kill them? They're exactly like us.
I guess I quietly leave and I'm like, thanks very much.
He's got a
and
little...
I just look at my papers and I'm like, I don't know about this. Shit. Shit.
Gonna feel that later.
Yeah.
Slater, what are you doing?
I just healed myself, so mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little better.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to leave the store. When I leave the store, do I see Dave in the street?
Yeah.
All right.
He seems despondent in front of the bank, like he's really made a terrible decision.
I say, okay, Disco, and I wave the ladder. Let's go get some porn. I'll cheer you up, right, buddy?
Do you know
no, you're still
the
pizza.
Oh, man.
Like, do you know anything about loans?
Yeah, I know that they're a bad idea. What'd you do?
Shit.
What'd you do?
It's nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
Do they know where you're from? Do they know where you live?
Put it in my satchel. I put it all in my satchel.
I mean, I can go I can make this go away if you want me to.
Oh, it's all
Who
right.
did it?
It's all right. I did it.
Who sold it to you, Disco?
Let's go get porn.
All right. Where's porn. Arms?
I don't know, man.
I peek in the Pizza Hut. Arms! Look, let's go, man.
You see Arms with a sea of gremlins.
Oh!
Just
doing cocaine, you, making signs.
You good, buddy? We got the ladder.
Yeah, we'll be out in a second.
All right, you want us to wait for you, man, or you want to come with us?
Wait about the length of time that me plus this many gremlins take
it's,
to it's, do cocaine again.
It's 10. It's 10 gremlins.
10 gremlins.
Ooh. Well, I mean, we could just kill them all right now and then go get the house.
Yeah, we're going to kill the mayor.
All right.
Kill
That's the new plan,
the
huh?
Mayor.
Kill the mayor.
Oh, man.
Does that count as my turn, too?
No.
Okay.
So you don't want to come with us to the mayor's house? Out.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go to the mayor's house.
We gotta go, man. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Are we all leaving?
Yeah. All right. Protest signs.
You guys leave to go to the mayor's house. The gremlins stay behind to do cocaine.
All right.
Woo,
well,
yeah.
Sometimes the protest works out. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
This is one of the rules of protest.
That's how long ago.
Oh. All
right. So you guys get to the mayor's house.
We got a ladder, though.
Yeah, we got
a
ladder.
Yeah.
What a fun, weird navigation that got us here.
Man, there's
how lucky are we? Like some divine hand of providence.
Oh, Disco, I got something to cheer you up.
What?
Close your eyes. Put out one of your claws.
I close my
don't
eyes.
Trust her, man.
Put out your hand. You can just hold it out. All right. And you feel something sort of wet and warm slide over your finger.
Who's
and I'll open them.
Is this?
I just found it. I found it. And I thought you'd like it.
She's like,
it's your butthole.
She's like,
it's
are
yours
we here?
Now.
Do we have the bodies?
You're like a cat
question.
Bringing your owner like a dead mouse.
I mean, they're all over the street.
I'm taking the death
sorry.
Of Grendel
our,
very
our friend's
hard.
Bodies.
Oh, yeah. He, Arms has them in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. That's right.
Does it make you happy, Disco?
It does.
Opportunity with
I'm glad.
Bringing Thank the you. Bodies with us when we got launched.
You're a good friend, Disco. You're not allowed
all
to die.
Sailing
just
to
letting
these.
You know. That's what this ring means. It's a symbol of our friendship.
Die whenever I want.
Oh, fine.
Don't tell me when to die.
Fine. I take my ladder and I'll go up this. I go up this the ladder myself by the house. I try not to cry because I'm supposed to be credible. And,
I mean, I admire my new anus ring.
It really catches the afternoon light in a spectacular way.
It really glistens in the
it really,
light.
It really glistens. Yeah.
And that one part of it that's kind of semi-translucent.
Yeah.
All right. So we go upstairs?
Yeah. Close to the mic if you can.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Hello!
Yeah, okay. So you're on the top floor of the mayor's house.
Hell yeah.
He's got a big, lavish bedroom with a water bed and books. And just a very... expensive home entertainment system.
McQueen jumps on the water bed and punctures it.
Yeah, it immediately pops and splashes water on the three gremlins that are watching a German Scheiße video.
Oh my. Oh no.
All kinds of poop. But it's not like it's just people pooping.
Oh.
It's not even
like
poop sex.
Poop sex. It's just people pooping.
Okay.
In various situations.
Okay. Just in toilets?
And the gremlins are enthralled. No, not in toilets.
Oh, I see.
Like at the racetrack.
Okay.
On a Zeppelin.
Okay.
In a library.
Like on top of a Zeppelin. In a library. Yeah, for sure. At the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Nice.
All sorts of situations of people pooping. I mean, it's a magical world.
It's a magical world.
This is
true.
A magic entertainment system, I need to clarify.
Yeah. No cameras are necessary.
They're pretty interested in this film.
Okay. Well, good.
Well, we're in the bedroom?
Arms.
Yes.
Arms.
What up?
Stab them in the back.
I don't want to.
Well, fine. Then I'll do it.
Cool.
All right. McQueen! Fetch! He's going to go bite a head. Give me a head. I want to get a head.
All right.
The only
Let's do some initiative.
Work.
Yeah, I know. We're just
I'm just scared to upset them because they hit hard.
Yes!
Yeah. We're going to upset them, though. I'm already upset, so I'm going to get them.
Kind of just chaos.
Disco.
Okay.
So do something terrible.
Yeah.
They're sitting on the bed.
Well, they're sitting in front of the bed, but now they've noticed you and they're in attack mode because you've interrupted their poop research.
How many?
Three.
They're poop fest.
All right, I'll grab one of them by the face.
Sure. You do that.
And I'll just slowly put the pressure on.
Okay, give me an attack roll with your strength bonus.
That's a one.
Oh.
Okay, you whiff.
Why'd you use those dice? They're evil.
You just kind of like, you like lazily stroke the gremlin's face and it's not sure
I said,
how
do
to interpret this action.
Some cocaine?
Slater.
Yeah, I'm going to do something terrible.
Hey, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. You know?
Yeah. The dice aren't working. The cocaine is.
Cocaine is.
We're going for the... I'm going to see what I can do about hitting, like, all three. They're all sitting, right? They're still sitting?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm aiming for their necks. I want to cut all three necks in one blow if I can. I don't know if I can.
I don't think you can, no.
Well, never mind that. I'm not going to do that.
Not with a sweeping blow like that.
In that case, I'll have the tiger go first, then.
Unless you have, like, a specific ability that lets you target multiple creatures with one attack.
Moment. Someday, yes. But not today. Okay, McQueen! Yes, he got a 19 bite. And so now he rolls a D... You know what? I should remember all this, but I never do. D10. Plus 3. Ugh, 6.
Okay.
No dead gremlin?
Nope.
Damn. Well, I'll hit a different gremlin, so at least they'll be weak, so you guys can hit him and kill him.
Ugh. I mean, he's not happy he got bit.
He was cocked. He was
really enjoying his poop video.
21!
Okay, you hit.
Alright. Yes. 6. Damn. 3 plus 3. So 12 for that one. And then I get to hit again. Oh, no, wait. I get to roll up.
That gremlin's head just flies off.
Yeah!
And out the window and down the street.
Then I'll hit another one with my other attack. That was... Oh, yeah! 20!
Yeah, so you hit him.
To confirm, or...
No, there's no confirm.
Okay, never mind.
Nice.
What you do is you just... You roll the damage dice twice, but you only add the modifiers once.
Okay. Plus 4. 15. Plus 4 is 19 total.
He just atomizes. He transubstantiates. He becomes light.
Yes!
I want to snort him.
Do it!
His soul migrates.
You do that.
To the other place.
Yeah!
Arms.
There's one left, right?
There's one terribly bleeding gremlin left.
Yeah.
Bleeding from a tiger bite.
Fuck your shit up.
Do it!
13 plus 16. Does
that'll hit.
Yeah. That's my boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
6, 2. And that's an 11.
He's incredibly dead.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
Nice.
Arms.
He flies backwards through the television and it breaks.
Fuck you. That's what I have to say.
That's it.
Yes.
All right.
I'm sorry you didn't get
you guys
to do any
can
killing
search
disco.
The room.
Yeah, let's search for porn.
Yeah, indeed. Porn search. Do I roll for porn search?
Yeah, roll.
There's a... I actually have a proficiency in this.
9.
Okay. Yeah, you guys find a video cassette labeled...
Shit tape.
A legally distinct version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh. Hmm.
Let's put that fucker on.
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
Put that little fucker on.
Let's do it. Oh, wait. The television's broken. Is there another TV anywhere?
It's gotta be. I take it.
There is a theater.
Oh,
yeah,
there is a theater.
The theater.
Yeah, this is like a scavenger hunt. It's fun.
Yeah, let's go to the theater.
Yeah, let's pop that bad boy.
Is there
in
anything else? I'm not just looking for porn.
Oh, I hope
I'm
there's a gremlin.
Well.
That's the only thing you found.
I hope there's a gremlin projector.
Yeah, there's gonna be.
Yeah. Write that. So, what was the tape called?
A legally distinct version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
A legally distinct. All right.
A legally.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay, I was just making sure it wasn't illegally.
Thank you. A legally distinct Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
All right. Let's go to the fucking theater.
Yeah.
See what's up there.
That's a better way. We should all hold hands and skip to the theater.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Except I don't
that's
have
what we
hands.
Do. I'll hold your elbow.
Clutch
I'll hold
your
elbow. There
you go. Your Lebanon process. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The theater is totally empty. There's a little standee in one side for The Master of Disguise, starring Sir Dana Carvey.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Ye Olde Time Crisis 2 machine. Time spelled with a Y. The snack bar's been raided, very pilfered. There's a manager's office off to one side. And there's a projectionist booth off to the other side.
Let's put on this.
Yeah, let's put on that tape.
Yeah, you go to the projectionist booth?
Yeah.
Okay, you go to the projectionist room. There is a... place that scene there's a magical projector pointing out toward the theater with a little contraption that looks like it's where cassettes go. Okay. You also notice that this room is loaded with
cocaine?
Ye Olde Magic with a K film reels.
Give it a little scan.
Ye Olde what?
Film reels.
Film
yeah.
Reels.
Ye Olde Magic film reels.
Let's check it out.
Let's give a few scans.
Sure.
Or is it just... like, is there anything important? Like,
Roll.
right.
Give me a
perception or
give me an intelligence roll.
Ooh.
One.
Nine. The highest I've rolled today is nine.
Total?
Damn, dude.
Yep.
Okay.
14.
Okay.
Two.
Shoot.
Yeah, none of us found anything, did we?
No.
We can pop this bad boy in there, though.
Yeah, you're pretty sure, Slater, you're pretty sure you remember something about magic film reels being dangerous, but you can't remember why.
Oh, hey guys. I seem to remember something about film reels being dangerous, but I can't remember
why.
Well,
they're flammable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be that, nothing else.
No. I've learned all the...
are flammable though, so maybe that's a good thing. So maybe you were thinking bad, but you meant good.
Nah,
maybe they're good.
That never happens. Every time I think something is good, it's often, well, I won't say that. But in the Hall of the Slaters, we have a trophy room filled with magical items that my family have collected over the years as detectives in Tango and Cassia. Mm-hmm. And I do seem to remember my great-grandfather telling me a story about... oh, some magic theater that you could use to walk the planes. He said it's very dangerous stuff. Mm-hmm. All kinds of illusion magic. We just don't mess with it. So I'm not touching it.
Are we going to pop the tape in at least?
Yeah, let's put the tape in.
You guys put the tape in and a legally distinct version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs starts playing.
Is it any good?
What is it?
It's pretty sweet. It's like a fantasy tale.
Yeah.
Involving magical creatures and an evil witch queen.
Like off-brand magic creatures.
Yeah. You know, some guys whistling while they work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they work at a Journeys in the mall. You guys hear a commotion outside and it gets louder and louder, and suddenly you can see through the projectionist booth into the theater beyond that the theater is filling with gremlins.
Ooh.
Mm, interesting. That could be useful. Kill zone.
It seems like every gremlin possible is
kill
in the theater.
Box. Oh, man. Guys, we could just throw a bunch of grenades
and
through
I'm gonna tell
the projector
you something.
Window.
They're behaving like real assholes.
I got
every
idea.
Single one of them is talking on the phone.
Of course they
idea.
Are. What's that?
We could load up this projector with some magic film, try to point it at them and run away and maybe able to like, get distracted.
Yeah.
Or we can slip away.
We
but
could
I kind
of bunch of film on
I
fire.
I kind of want to set
the
film on fire.
Yeah.
So I kind of want to throw a grenade in that.
Well, we'll die if you do that. We have to get out of that room.
I'm pretty fast.
No. I tried that in the general store. You don't know. But these things go off a lot faster than you think they do.
Well, we could set up some kind of...
So wait, we want to run...
You could also move a little bit of a distance away and throw the grenade.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what
about.
I was doing in the store.
Yeah.
You said you handed him
the
grenade
and ran.
Yeah,
and I changed my mind. After you guys were like, well, he's going to do something bad.
The other thing is I have a tinder box and rope and oil.
Oh, yeah.
So I can also set up a fuse.
Oh, brilliant. I love
it. That's one of my things that I'm good at.
Hey,
let's do it.
I support that. Yeah. But I would like to explore the manager's office and see what's in there. I'm worried that if we blow up the theater, we'll miss something important.
Like money.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll do anything at all, but it couldn't hurt to try.
I'm not going to try it yet. I wouldn't try
it
yet.
Explode.
Let's do a little exploring and then blow it up. We've got, what, this movie is 2.5 hours long or something?
Yeah,
it's not quite that long.
I don't know. It's an old Disney movie. It's got to be like 45 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
Is there a running time on the cover?
No.
Oh, crap. Well, it won't take us that long, I'm sure.
All right. You want to poke in the manager's office?
Yeah.
Am I still greased up?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
You're oily like a serpent.
Yeah. That's real good.
All right, in the manager's office, it's just a desk, some ledgers, and a chest.
Ooh, I examine the chest. Is there
another fucking Jack in the Box?
Is there any kind of like trap on there? I got burned that one time, and now I'm just kind of anxious.
Give me a perception check.
All right. Yeah! Oh, man. I got a 25.
Nice.
Seems like a normal chest.
All right. I open it.
Okay.
was hoping that the magic film would like take their souls or something.
Yeah.
Played the movie.
It could.
Like, it might.
Into the movie like a...
Hey.
Like you need magic tickets for that.
Yeah. You need a golden ticket.
Yeah.
Right.
They're hard to come by.
Gotta give them all magic tickets.
Yeah.
I don't know. We could try to project... We could run the projector and light the other stuff on fire.
We can do it all.
We could do it all. We can have it all.
Like, time it all at
yeah.
once.
Yeah.
One of them will get them.
I yeah. support that. Go yeah. for it.
We're gonna light the fuse,
mm-hmm.
throw grenades, have the projector be going.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys find 3,000...
Yes!
Gold pieces.
I'm looking at right now.
I am so happy
what
about that.
What are these coins for?
Let's just split it.
Oh, don't
Let's
worry. You don't believe in money. I've been carrying your money since day one. Yeah. Don't worry about it,
Yeah,
man.
The chest has 3,000 gold pieces and 4 potions of healing.
Ooh, all right. What if we
I'll
divvy
take
those
all
out?
Let's each take a
I'm
potion.
I'm not taking the money, so I'm taking all the potions.
No, you're not. It's
well,
cute that you think you are.
You can have 2 of the potions.
Yeah, you can have 2. All right.
Are we splitting the money?
Yes. I'll give 1,000 each. Yeah, everybody gets 1,000 gold. I'll carry arms as if he wants.
I take this moment while they're both, you know, like being greedy people and like.
What? Mm-hmm.
I stab Dave and I say, "This is for tickling me. I got you, you bitch."
I go, "Oh, you little nut." I put some cocaine on my palm and I go and I just clasp it around his nose and mouth.
I snort it all. I snort all the cocaine.
You breathe that
and
in
I
like sweet,
like,
sweet freedom.
Yeah, I'm like, shh, 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 shh.
Just choking me out with cocaine.
Yeah. Not,
coking
not
you
to
out.
Death, just enough.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right, so that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys want to do this?
Is yeah. there a secret stash of porn? There's got to be a porn.
Is there any
theater.
Porn? Yeah.
Nothing.
You didn't find anything, but...
We didn't find anything.
Okay.
All right.
You didn't find anything but $3,000 and 4
yeah,
health potions.
See? Aren't you guys glad we didn't blow the theater up immediately?
No poop porn.
Eh.
Okay. All right, so we're...
Four potions or whatever.
Yeah. We're going to run the projector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to light the fuse.
That leads directly to
the film.
Room and to like at least one of the film stocks.
And we're going to throw a grenade?
I thought we were going to build a bomb and then do the fuse and then leave. I didn't realize
we were
doing
any... We can
put
a bunch of grenades with the fuse.
We can light the fuse with a grenade if we want to.
But what's the fuse connected to?
Like, you guys decide. I don't really give a fuck.
We're thinking
we're
burning
the
film.
Because even if it's... I mean, unless it's magic film that...
Doesn't
its
burn.
Property is
it's very flammable.
That it doesn't it's not flammable, but I don't think that you would remember something where it's like, I remember it's kind of dangerous. Mm-hmm. Well, film stock is actually pretty dangerous in general, so it's got to be at least more dangerous than that.
Yeah.
So
right.
This is my logic.
We can put some grenades in with the film.
Yeah.
So.
Why not? Let's get it down.
I was thinking of grenading throwing grenades out the projector window down at the audience. That was my thought.
Yeah,
it's a good kill box.
I don't know if they'll all kill. It'll kill them all, right?
No, but it'll kill some of them, and then you just,
I kinda
mop up.
See
can we
what
do?
Happens.
Can
and
we do all of this?
We're far away, and they like come out, and they're like, ah.
Well, can we do all of it at once?
Yeah.
Can we light the fuse? Throw some grenades, like in through the lobby, maybe in there.
The lobby? How far can you throw?
No. Like we set up the fuse to the projector booth and we put on a magic projector too. Put on some magic film to see if that will work. And we go down to the lobby and we light the fuse from the lobby if we have a long rope.
I have 50.
And then
we
huck through the lobby, huck the grenades in.
Why from the lobby and not the projection room?
Because we just lit a fuse to the projector
room. No. Throw the grenades,
okay.
Then light the fuse, and then run. That's my suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
Or just...
Okay.
And then we should hit
but
the bank.
But the fuse is so we don't have to run.
Well, we'd still have to... I mean, the fuse is going to blow pretty fast, right? Or
not if we have a long...
If it's
rope,
it's a long
okay.
rope, yeah.
Well, then forget it. We'll save our grenades for a...
I say we do it all.
I
want it all.
I kind of want to take one of the the magic films.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
One.
Taking some,
yeah. Because you never know.
I want some
Once
magic
we find
film.
Out what happens when they,
Yeah.
Or maybe they take people's souls. I don't know. Or maybe by grabbing them, I go to a different, like a hell dimension.
Right.
I don't know, but I'm going to go
one.
For it.
Take one.
Yeah.
I'm going to take one of them.
You do that.
I go to a hell dimension?
Nothing seems to happen.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. All right, let's light a fuse.
Yeah.
All right, I set up the fuse.
Added magic film to the inventory.
Yeah. And yeah, you can throw some grenades out too if you want. I just figured we do them from the lobby.
I
want to
save
so
the
we
grenades.
Don't hurt ourselves.
So I feel like I'm not explaining this right. The projection room is up, right?
Yeah.
You see the people down there.
Right. You throw them out.
Throw them out. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying we're also lighting a fuse to blow up the projector room with the film in it.
Yeah.
So I just didn't want to be near the projector room. So light the fuse to the projector room, like down in the lobby. Throw the grenades through the lobby at them.
Why throw the grenades second?
I don't know. Safer?
Well, fuck it. Let's just
go. We can do whatever.
Let's just
go. He just wants a bigger explosion. That's all.
I'm just saying let's do it all.
I don't want to waste grenades if it's not going to be necessary, but I'll give you some if you want.
There'll always be more grenades.
They'll always be necessary.
No, they're expensive. I've spent almost all my gold.
We can light the fuse in the projector room and throw the grenades through. That's all right.
We just got $3,000.
Yeah, we can do whatever
we
want.
That's
right, buy more grenades.
Okay.
Yeah. We're doing that?
You know, otherwise, we're not going to use these grenades.
I mean, you don't know that. We still have to go to the bank.
We should use the grenades there as well.
Yes. Let's spare some grenades, and let's just use the... Let's just go. Let's do the fuse and go.
It sounded like you were cool with the idea of me combining the rope. I also have a torch and a tinderbox.
Yeah, that'll work.
So I could light a torch and then light the fuse.
And we're greasing it up, right?
Right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You could also conceivably light the torch and throw the torch.
Yeah. Because
awesome. You guys can throw things up to 60 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Let's throw things all sorts of ways.
All right, I do that. If we're all clear from that
space. Yeah, are you guys getting... Yeah. Okay, so you move right to the exit door of the theater.
Oh, and I put out one of the rolls of film so I can see what happens.
Okay.
If anything, like, if they're connected or anything.
Like, you put on the film?
No, I have, like, the film... No, like, the film stock that I took from the room.
Got it.
He said, you just took one. I'm going to just set it aside when I do this action to see if... Like if they're tied together.
Yeah,
or
keep the fire
like
away from it. Because
it might explode as well. Or I don't know what the magic properties are. So
okay.
I'm just keep covering my bases.
Okay.
All right. So you throw the torch.
I throw the torch.
We run.
It lands in the film stock and it immediately just it bursts into just the most titanic cloud of fire you have ever seen.
So what was the point of the fuse?
It looks like a demon shitting.
If we were throwing the torch, what was the point of the fuse?
That was pre-throwing the torch.
It was pre-throwing the torch.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You guys just feel like running a few more feet away from the front of the theater would be good, so you do that, because it's so large and intense.
It's almost a 60-foot radius explosion.
Oh my God. Yeah.
The entire theater becomes completely engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Oof. Crispy gremlins.
This rules.
Yeah.
I took one of them. So
Granddaddy was right.
You hear...
I grabbed one, too. It's in the thing. Did anything happen to the film that we got?
No.
Okay.
Good. I haven't grabbed shit.
You know what we should do is we should cut up some of the film stock and wrap torches in it. And then we have, like, sticks of dynamite.
Ooh.
Shit.
You hear the howls and poppings of cooking gremlins and their cell phones breaking in the intense heat.
Let's go hit the bank.
And the theater becomes a tomb
for
the gremlins.
It's so dark.
So what's our plan for the bank?
We don't have one because we don't know what's in there.
You got it.
I'll do the talking.
If you want.
I've been to the bank.
That's true. You have.
Yeah.
I saw you going in there when you bailed
on
our pizza
party. Oh, didn't you get a loan? You could repay your loan now that you have a...
He doesn't want to talk about it.
Can I go into the bank, Tom?
You can.
I go as well.
We follow as well. Yeah. And we got to make sure we look cool. Because remember, that's our part in this. We're like his backup friends.
Yeah.
So let's not say anything, but let's look tough.
Thank you. Try to look official.
Yeah, official and tough.
I put sunglasses on my tiger and I pull out a clipboard. Yeah. Now I look very official.
Yeah.
I go up to the... Is the teller still there?
No, all the gremlins are gone.
Oh.
They're all dead.
I was going to negotiate.
Oh,
I was going to negotiate.
From the bank.
Yeah, I was going to negotiate this loan.
I knew we shouldn't have killed those gremlins. Well, let's check out the back anyway.
Yeah, let's see if there's any money.
It's probably poor.
There's a vault.
Awesome.
Let's explode the door to this vault.
Wait, why?
To get into the vault, obviously.
Why are we getting into the vault?
Because someone hit something there and we need to find it.
How do we know?
Loan money back.
What else is a vault for?
It's for people's money. It's a bank.
Yeah.
It's not our money.
the gremlins.
Do you see any people around here?
Doesn't matter. They're in the school. They need their money at some point.
The gremlins were already going to have it. We came and we took out the gremlins.
Yeah, that's our job.
I feel like we deserve
the money. We're going to get paid. We already stole from the manager of the theater.
But he seems shady, though.
We didn't ever meet him.
Don't tell me he's not shady. Oh, the mayor, I thought you meant.
The mayor's shady.
The mayor's shady as fuck. I think he's in the pocket all this money. Didn't you hear what me and the gremlins
he's in the,
chanting
he's in
about?
The pocket of big gremlin.
Yeah, dude.
If he does that, I'll cut his pockets off and I'll take everything
cut
in them.
Cut his pockets off?
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Cut whose pockets off?
Don't worry.
She's just cutting pockets willy-nilly.
Well, okay.
All right.
She's keeping me from... What is it? I feel like we should at least have a democracy.
Yeah, no, I'm only discussing it. I'm a paladin, so breaking into a vault is going to make me raise an eyebrow.
All right, what if there's someone stuck in the vault?
Well, that would be acceptable.
There's definitely someone locked in that vault.
There could be someone locked in the vault.
Yes, sir.
I start banging on the vault. Anybody
there
in there?
They could be unconscious.
Give me a perception check.
All right.
They could be sleeping.
All three of you give me perception checks.
Ooh.
Yes.
24.
Not natural, but 20 is the total.
And 24 for me.
Disco, you, after about 30 seconds, you realize you'd forgot to breathe. Arms and Slater hear muffled cries from within the vault.
Can I use keen sense with the tiger to tell what kind of animal is in there? What kind of creature?
I
if it's human
what I was
or
do. I was eager to say, like, the vault doesn't seem interesting to me anymore.
The tiger has advantage on perception checks that rely on smell.
No.
No smelling the door?
No, that was a perception check for you guys, and it's not a smell. It was a sound.
No, I'm saying I wanted to do it. I wanted to have the queen perform a perception test.
Okay. I mean, it just says you get advantage on stuff that's based on smell. All right.
I know, and I want him to sniff the door.
Okay.
Okay. Sniff for humans. Are there humans in there or are there gremlins in there? Or both? 16.
Yep, it smells like people and gremlins in here.
Okay. I'm at the door.
The door smells like people and gremlins.
Okay.
Does her tiger understand common?
I don't
know.
Like, can I start a rapport with it?
Yeah, maybe. You can try, totally. McQueen's a very friendly cat.
Noted.
All right, so should we wrap some film around the vault?
Yeah.
And light it?
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't have a better idea.
You know, fold it up a little bit and put it in the, I don't know, thing you can put in. You drill a hole. We can't really drill a hole.
No,
I have a... So I guess we just wrap it on top of the...
I was imagining it's like a big old timey with the big...
Yeah, like is it one of those guys? Is it a dial?
Like, it's a big old dial.
I can teleport into the vault with a spell. We don't have to blow it up. I can kind of scout and then come out. I have Misty Step.
Yeah, let's do that.
Misty Step.
Yes.
That sounds like a porn star.
Yeah,
it does. Sorry, I'll read you the spell if you want. It says... Yeah,
can
teleport.
You get out?
Yeah, you can teleport up to 30 feet into an unoccupied space.
But can you get someone else?
Oh, but I have to be able to see it. Never mind.
Like Nightcrawler.
Never mind. Yeah, I am not Nightcrawler. I wish.
Super powerful.
Well, Nightcrawler has to see where he's going, too.
Fuck it. Let's blow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's blow it.
All right.
Cut off a little piece of that tape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That film.
Does he,
Is there a nook? I don't know.
What?
Is there cash in, like, the teller drawers?
Yeah.
You want to search around?
Yeah, I'll look around while they're doing that. Can you guess? It's a 4.
Mm. Awesome.
You don't see... You almost...
They already got cleaned up.
This is like the movie Devil, where the toast falls wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
You don't find anything useful.
All right, so I assume, how much tape do I think this will take? Should I do
it? It's a big vault.
Is the vault locked? Is it, we can't open it?
It is locked.
Okay.
So if we use like half the spool.
I don't know.
There does appear to be a keyhole.
Oh, I have the master key. Never mind. Don't blow it up.
I also have a key. I fold up the film and put it in the keyhole and I light it.
No, you son of a bitch. I punch you in the face. There could be people back there.
Why? What the fuck did I do?
I had a key, you son of a bitch. We're not going to do any extra property damage. You're cutting into our bottom line, Arms.
Well,
the lock blows open.
I did it.
The tumbler falls out onto the floor.
Nice.
And the door swings open.
I say, it's me, your savior.
You see the bank staff, the few tellers, the guard, and the manager just kind of stare at you blinking. Like, oh, thank you for getting us out. Those awful gremlins shoved us all in here. But, I mean, did you not see the key on the desk?
He saw the key.
I don't think you're in any place to demand.
He points to the manager's key, which is laying on a desk. One of the gremlins took it from me, but I guess it must have left it behind.
I had the key. Just be quiet and go to the school. That's where everybody is waiting for you.
You had the police
That's
station key.
That's not true.
You had the police station key.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
I say, hey, listen. I sort of signed up for a loan earlier, and I know it's technically my fault, but I'd really like to cancel this. Is there someone I can talk to?
You signed up for a loan with the gremlins?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm afraid it's legally binding.
Legally binding.
Even though they were masquerading as bank employees.
They actually had all their paperwork.
I'd like to talk to the manager.
I am the manager.
Yeah. And I've told you everything I'm going to do.
Can I roll to talk myself out of this loan?
Sure.
You guys got any money?
What's your charisma?
It's not good.
All right. Okay.
9.
The bank manager is not sympathetic to your plight.
I walk up to him. I roll. Ooh, yeah. We got a 24, and I say, why don't you just let my friend have his money before I let him take your eyes? Sometimes he doesn't listen to me. My friends don't listen to me. And
is
the
that
only
a
thing
charisma
standing between
roll,
you,
or is that, is that an intimidation roll?
It is. It's an intimidation roll. Slater's in a bad mood.
All right.
He's dangerous. Well, he doesn't always listen. He
fine,
ate my
fine,
friend's
fine.
Feet.
Just get out. Just get out.
We're going.
Get out of my bank.
I hold up the hammer in the air. I go, this is a bank robbery.
No! You... Oh, my God. I leave.
It's completely off the rails.
Like, good luck. Good luck. Too bad you don't want me in your bank, bub.
Yeah.
Now you're
fucked. Out of the band as well.
He shouts hideous curses at you and tells you never ever to come back into his bank ever
right.
again.
McQueen pisses
I
all over
the
floor
on
the way out.
And I'm like, I don't want to hear anything about this. If you contact me, I swear to God.
Yeah, and we'll be back. I don't want to see you ever again. We'll be back.
Oh, man.
So we go to the town hall. We go to the.
So is our passive perception so bad that we didn't notice a big key right next to the
thing? That's not how passive perception works.
Okay. How does that work?
Passive perception is when somebody is stalking you.
Okay.
Or when I'm trying to figure out whether or not you notice somebody's following you.
Okie dokie.
Oh, good to know.
Right, yeah. I rolled the search and I rolled
and
low.
You failed catastrophically.
So, the dice are against us.
Yes.
Well, if I'd known there was a keyhole before you blew it up, I would have looked for a key if my key didn't work.
Probably, but we got there.
We did. We got it opened.
We got
that was
there.
Good arms.
And yet...
There's more than one way to
And yet, no gratitude
cat.
Whatsoever. None.
Well, that's what happens when you intimidate the staff.
Well, okay, hold
shouldn't,
on. They were dicks
have
from the
it
start.
Was already, they
were
already
dicks.
Dicks.
They were dicks from the start.
We saved
they
him
were,
and
they were
dicks about
they were dicks.
Them.
Yeah.
Because, like, he didn't do anything wrong.
On my way out, I knock over a potted plant.
Yeah, let's
you
start
do that.
Up some shit.
You do that.
Let's get some stuff going on.
Can I go to the school?
Yeah, you start making your way to the school. And then an out-of-control mechanical plow wagon comes careening towards you.
Jesus. What this now?
It's designed for clearing the streets of dragon shit.
Wow, they have a lot of dragons?
All right, everybody make a dex check.
Okay.
Dex check.
Ooh, I have danger sense.
Nice. Oh, yeah? What is
advantage
it?
Advantage on dex saves.
There you
is
go.
What it is?
Yeah, this is a dex save.
I got a 17.
Okay.
I got an 18.
22. First, I got a 19 finally.
Nice.
You guys thoroughly dive out of the way.
Yeah.
Awesome. Those are high rolls. He's a high roller.
Yeah, the wagon is struggling to turn back around. It looks like it's going to try to ram you again.
What? Who's driving?
You can't see.
Oh, there's gremlins driving.
Is it? Is there a windshield? There.
Kinda.
Like, is there a driver? Like, is there?
There's a driver cab. Yeah.
Okay, and there's like something like even if I there's like a window, there's a hole there.
But we have a little slot. Yeah.
These are still events. This is not initiative yet.
I want to throw my trident, like right at where the driver would be.
Okay,
stick
throw it.
The spokes and make the thing flip.
Alright, I'm turning.
So is there no initiative, or did I forget that we rolled initiative? Or?
No, we haven't rolled it yet.
Oh, okay.
Dave's doing something just not in combat quite yet, mm-hmm. but we will be.
What am I adding to this?
What are you throwing your trident?
Yeah.
Add your strength.
Strength? 19.
Woo-hoo! Okay. What kind of damage does it do?
Yeah, there's
like double pyramid.
A 5.
Yeah.
Do you add anything to it?
That's a good question.
No modifier?
Nothing I've written down here. I don't think tridents are very good, you guys. Mm-hmm. But I chose it because it's a trident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I add, like, my strength to it?
Normally.
Oh. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I wrote 5, 9.
Okay. Either one of you can get an attack of opportunity in before Ooh. We start, since yeah? it, y'all passed the dex check.
I'm going to try to flip the cart.
Okay.
By driving my great sword into the spokes.
Do it.
Yeah. So that's 8.
Total
damage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The wagon doesn't flip, mm-hmm. but you do knock some pieces of mechanical components off of it.
Okie dokie.
Nice.
Abe.
I use one of my main key things. Right? Yeah, key.
Yeah, you're going to do some...
Step of the Wind.
Okay.
Which is... doubles my dash and my jump distance.
Okay.
So I want to try to jump on...
Okay.
...the tractor or whatever.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah, give me a dex roll.
Not great, but... Cool, please. 15?
Yeah, that'll work. You land on top of the wagon.
Okay, cool.
Okay, now it's initiative time.
Yay!
Everybody roll a d20.
Only one.
13.
5. Oh. That's just awesome.
I'm going to have some gushers. All
right.
We hate those.
Yeah, give me some of those.
Ooh, can you hand me the fruit butter coupon?
All right.
I'm doing it. Hey,
yes, you sir. Attack first.
Yeah. Do I know now that I'm on the thing, like, who's there? And
you still can't, because it's kind of like a, it's not really a window. It's a metal box with a little viewing slot in it.
And there's no, how do you access the metal box?
Is there like a hatch.
All right, can I try to see if I can open it?
Sure.
Yeah, you did this to yourself.
I kind of want to smell it.
Is that going to take all of my action to try?
That'll
to
be your action. Yeah.
All right, I try to open it.
Ooh, all right, give me.
Actually,
a,
it smells pretty good.
Yeah.
Give me a strength roll.
Yeah, I like strength rolls. 17 total.
It doesn't budge.
God, don't want to get up.
You make
here.
The greatest faces when you're eating those, Dave.
They're so sour.
Well, at least I tried.
What'd you do? What happened?
I found a hatch, and so I tried to open it so I could, like, throw some, you know, like, my new grenades.
Yeah.
You know, but it wouldn't open.
Oh.
Disco. It's circling back around. Ape's on top of it.
Okay.
Remember when the gremlins took control of a snowplow?
Mm.
Yeah.
You go into a rage.
You do that.
And I want to run towards it.
Uh-huh.
And I want to just run into the side of it as hard as I can.
Yeah.
Roll it for a strength attack.
Total is 18 total.
You hear something, you feel it give way, and the metal dents in when you make contact.
Yeah.
Give me, roll 1d4 and add all your add all your bonuses to it. Your strength and your raging bonuses.
8.
All right.
Nice
Not
job.
A bad shoulder block,
no,
to be
no.
perfectly honest.
Yeah.
My body is a weapon.
It is.
Yeah.
Slater.
It's like,
yes. Man, if Abe wasn't on the cart, I'd set it on fire, but I don't want to kill him.
You do you, man.
Ah, I don't want to kill you.
What would Abe do?
Oh, he would do it anyway. Okay. Where's the cart in relation to me now?
20 feet away.
Okie dokie. Ooh, 20 feet, you say?
I do say.
That's exciting, because McQueen has a special power called Pounce, and if he runs for 20 feet in a straight line, he can fly and hit him with a claw attack, and on the same turn, if the enemy does not succeed on a DC 13 strength save, that enemy will be knocked prone, and I can make a bite attack against it as a bonus action.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to try to do. I guess he's going to attack the cart itself, because, like, we're not getting in. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He's going to fly. Fly, McQueen. Fly. Sweet. 19.
That's a hit.
Yeah. So he needs to roll a saving throw after I do a claw attack. So that's 1d8 plus 3.
What kind of saving throw?
Strength. DC 13.
It stays up.
Shucks. Okay, that means I don't get another attack.
Doesn't tip over.
Okay.
Shuck a dang darn.
That would have been cool, though, knocking the cart over. Mm-hmm. Good try, McQueen. Just shake it off. All right. I am going to... So is McQueen on the cart now, or
no,
is
he off?
No, he
kind of... Okay. He's next to it.
Perfect.
Because he didn't successfully knock it down.
All right, I'm going to attack the cart with my sword again. That worked out pretty well. 16? Will that roll?
That hits.
Sweet. Six. Ooh, good one. I got a 9 for the first attack.
Not bad.
Yeah. Second attack. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Definitely
that
hits.
Nice.
Yeah.
You are hacking away at this at this dragon shit
plow. I'm
really
happy about
dragon
that.
Shit.
Dragon shit. Ooh, rolling really well.
Uh-huh.
This one was a 11, 12, 13, 14.
14.
So bad at math.
Okay.
Yeah!
Yeah!
I'm going to add a d8 of damage to that with my Divine Smite.
This thing is looking like a real jalopy now. Wheels are coming off, but it's going to try like hell to ram Slater. Slater, give me a dex saving throw.
You got it, boss. Oh! Ouch. That's an 8. What if I added acrobatics? No, I can't do that. It's a saving throw.
Yeah, I mean... you get to add your... Well, it's a saving throw, right?
I assume I did not get out of the way. Now we're going to see what
didn't.
Happens.
The dragon ship plow rams the shit out of you.
Ow.
And you take 11 damage.
Ow.
Yep. We're back around the horn to arms.
I ride the plow like
to
a
completion.
Bucking bronco.
Yeah.
And yell obscenities to my friends.
You do all of those things. Mm-hmm.
And then, is there any way I can break into this?
You can smash it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to smash it with
smash
my hammer.
It.
Do it.
Smash it.
Just a strength.
Just give me an attack.
Smash it.
Just an attack roll. Okay. That is 14 plus. That is an 18.
It does. All 18 right. hits.
I hit.
Give me some damage.
Yay,
just
arms.
Just normal.
As attack. You normally would, yeah. Okay.
Get in with your arms.
Yeah.
And your elbows.
9.
You crush the cab in.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah!
A goblin, a large gremlin creature falls out of it, and the wagon just sort of crumbles in on itself.
Damn.
Did I do that part?
Yeah.
The wagon's destroyed.
Nice. We beat the shit out of this plow.
Is the gremlin still alive?
The gremlin hops to his feet. He whips out a skateboard and starts skateboarding around. He's got a big white mohawk, and he's wearing a Bart Simpson t-shirt that says, "Sleeping is for wimps, man."
Oh,
and he comes skateboarding out of the darkness at you.
That's awesome.
Dave.
Is the wheelbarrow of our friends close?
I mean, it's around.
Yeah,
I want to reach into it. And just grab... I'm not going to look. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to grab a limb, and I'm going to yank it out. I'm still in the rage, right?
Yes.
And I'm going to swing it as hard as I can in a circle towards the gremlin.
Who
okay.
is it, though? Just so I get a picture of it. Can whose you do
arm,
a roll to determine
whose arm
who's
is
it? It?
Hang on.
Well, it's not an arm. It's the body.
It's a limb. It's just whatever I got my hand around.
We haven't cut them up. So
yeah, I know. It's
you just
it's
grabbing just, like
it's Grendel's
limb.
Arm.
Okay.
It's Grendel.
I had a Bart Simpson shirt when I was a kid. It said, "I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?"
Nice.
That's what I wore to bed every night as a little kid.
Kids saying hell.
Yeah.
16.
It does not... Grendel's body goes pinwheeling over his white mohawk and crashes to the ground.
I got a few more.
I'm sorry, man. I got an idea. I'm excited to see. Oh, good. Okay, so you still in skateboarding?
Yeah, he's skateboarding around.
Awesome. So I go with McQueen, and we get in front of where he's going to skateboard, and I pull McQueen's tail so I can clothesline him.
Oh, wow, that's inventive.
Can I do that?
Yes. Give me a dexterity roll.
Yeah! Nice. 14 plus 4, 18.
Okay.
It connects with him, but he doesn't fall off his skateboard.
What happens?
He staggers a bit and regains his balance.
So is the tail ripped out of my hand, or?
It kind of rubber bands, like, boom! And he just skates underneath it.
Okay. Well, that didn't work.
I rolled too high.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, well.
Yeah. All right.
I think so. I think it's you, Abe.
Well, actually.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
It's Mohawk Gremlin.
Mohawk Gremlin, no!
I want his body.
You can have
he
it.
Produces a gnarly looking weapon that's just like a bunch of sharp shit taped to a stick.
Oh.
Like shards of metal and glass and rocks.
Just mean.
And teeth. Maybe teeth. Oh. And anyway, he swings it at Slater.
Oh, great. I really am hurting so bad. I need to heal myself.
20.
Jesus. 20 damage?
20 attack.
Oh, okay.
So that hits, right?
Yeah.
Take 6 damage.
Ugh.
And he makes a second attack, but it's at disadvantage. 18, okay, 15. 19, is that hit?
Yes.
All right. Take 4 damage.
Oof.
Now it's arms.
Is he still on the skateboard or
did
he fall off?
He is firmly on his skateboard.
I take my rope and I try to lasso the skateboard.
Hope you can do it.
Give me a dex check.
That is a 16.
Okay. It works.
Yes.
You make the skateboard out from under him and he falls down on the ground. He's now prone.
This is the season of arms.
So yeah. So it's like the skateboard's coming to me.
Jump on it. Jump
Can
on
I
it.
Jump on it.
Yes. Do
or
it.
Or is that going to be next round as a free action? Just skate around a bit.
Sure, you can do that.
I'm going to use this skateboard.
Yes, use it. Yes, you can like joust on that skateboard with your
Disco.
Elbows.
I reach back in the wheelbarrow and I grab a limb. And this time I'm going to go over my head so I can like get it right on the gremlin who's prone. Like,
okay.
Like I'm swatting a fly.
Okay. You're going to have, because he's prone and you're a little bit of a distance away from him, you have disadvantage on this.
But I have advantage on my.
All right, so it cancels range. Each other out.
So
you're just rolling it once.
Just roll once. That's a 5.
All right.
9, 10, 11.
Okay. You fling the body of Johnny Grenades through the air.
Just hucking bodies.
And it also goes a little high and just crashes into the ground.
Darn it!
Next to the gremlin.
You got one more.
Yes.
Slater.
Okay, I'm going to heal myself.
Okay.
Because I'm in trouble. I'm just going to give myself lay on hands points. I have 30, so I'm just going to give them all to myself. I'm rubbing myself with my hands. Just rubbing the health into me.
That's how it works.
Okay.
Yep. Whew,
tried
that
to
was
start
very
a union.
Close. That was very close.
Someone can tell I've been watching season 2 of The Wire.
You have, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
That makes a lot of sense with your motivation.
I need to see if this is a bonus action or not, because I think I remember it being that, but I'm not sure. I gotta check.
Which is this?
Whether or not lay on hands is a bonus action.
Ah,
it's... Okay, no, it's an action.
Yeah, I imagine it would be. All right, he stands back up and is gonna swing his terrible weapon at Abe. At arms in an attempt to reclaim his skateboard.
But I'm skateboarding away.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's going to throw a javelin
double
at you.
Yeah.
He fucking misses.
Serpentine arms.
He misses.
He super perfect. Misses, yeah. The javelin goes wide. Arms, it's your move.
In response to his missed javelin while I'm on a skateboard, I have on my person a loot. And I play,
a lute?
Yeah, and I play Dick Dale's Miserlute.
Miserlute? All right, you do
sweet.
That.
Sweet.
Disco.
All right, I reach into the wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh.
And I do it again.
All right, you're going to produce the body of Carmouth.
20!
Woo!
You fling...
Natural 20.
You fling the body of your friend Carmouth with... pinpoint accuracy, the clouds part, a beam of light comes down from the sky and points directly at the Mohawk Gremlin's forehead. And it connects.
Yes!
Hell yeah.
Roll a d4 and add all your strength and berserker modifiers.
What a perfect way to end it.
10.
That was enough to dump him on his ass.
Nice.
I rolled a 4.
Oh.
I rolled max.
Oh, you roll it twice, actually.
Oh, shit.
So whatever you roll again, we'll just add that to it.
Another 4.
All right, so we'll add 4 to it.
Wow.
Because it was a...
Making up for lost time.
It was a critical hit.
Yeah.
Good job, Dave.
That's weird.
Slater.
Yes, sir.
You're the glue that keeps us all together, Dave.
He is.
Good. The bodies of bodies. Our friends.
Is the
I'm out of bodies.
Sorry, I got distracted really quick. Is the gremlin? What's happening with the gremlin now? Is he dead yet?
No, he's not dead. He's on his back foot because he just got hit in the face with a gnome.
Sweet. All right.
A dead gnome just crashed into his face.
So the queen is going to crash into his face as well. No. Right. With his mouth.
By dead gnome.
13.
I might start making you conjure that thing.
Okay.
Because it's really strong. We'll figure that out for next time.
Yeah. 13 plus... That's the hit. Is that hit?
13 is not a hit.
Okay. Then.
So Steve McQueen just snarls and leaps by him ineffectually.
Yeah. Can't always be great. Ooh, 20.
Where's 20?
With my greatsword.
Well, okay. That's a hit.
Wait, what?
Where's your cat?
A 20
she's
is
probably,
a hit.
I don't know, okay. She's dead.
Yeah,
she's probably sleeping somewhere.
I didn't know if it was like... Are we not doing criticals anymore?
That is a critical.
Okay.
There's no confirming in 5th edition.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry.
Bless the
rain. That's 7 plus 3, 8, 9, 10. 10.
Okay, and you rolled the d6 twice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do radiant damage with the spell slot.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Actually... Let me tell you something. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Then I won't.
The 10 was enough.
Okay. Stay down.
Yeah. You.
Cool.
Fuck that gremlin.
I take his mohawk and I present it to Arms.
You scalp.
Sweet. Yeah. I scalped him.
With your final stroke of your greatsword, you lop the goblin's head from the gremlin's head from his body. It spins through the air. And you take another swing, a backswing, and you scalp him perfectly.
Yeah!
And the mohawk spirals through the air and lands on top of Arms' head.
Woo! Yes. Now that's a critical. That's awesome.
I let the last note miserably ring out. And then I jump off the skateboard, and I land on my knees, and I do one of those power slides.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Oh,
so cool.
That's epic.
Okay. The doors of the school burst open and the entire town comes rushing out cheering and aww. The boys are back in town is playing as loud as you've ever heard it from every possible direction, including probably space.
That song is not going to leave my head today.
And I'm
going to
give you guys some shit.
Yeah.
I tell everybody, I'm the one who saved you. Only I deserve all the credit.
The mayor announces too. It's like, oh, thank you very much for, you know, saving our town and so forth. I truly
you're
appreciate it.
Welcome.
I appreciate your discretion about my poop videos as well.
You're pretty fast and loose with just offering up that information to people. You should get that in check.
He's trying to get in front of it, but while he still can,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, it's what he ran on. That was his whole campaign.
Like,
I'm your poop mayor.
It's the only thing that I'm weird about.
Yeah. Poop makes me cum.
That'll probably work, honestly. It's like, what? I'm putting it all out on the table. Yeah. I'm not a bad guy. If there's one thing that I'm really weird about.
Yeah. Bumper stickers. Poop makes me cum.
Oh. That really changes the question.
I come when other people go.
It's like, now every time I Like, you don't want to poop at someone's house that if that makes them come.
Yeah, because there's probably a camera in there.
There's probably a lot of things in there.
Yeah. Okay, each one of you gets 1,300 gold pieces.
Woo! Oh,
just a bunch of nonsense to me. It's not that I don't believe in money. It's like that I don't see money. It doesn't register for me. Like, if someone were to hand me money, it would just, like...
What is this?
It would just, like, fall through my wrist.
The fact that we've never gone to, like, a shop or anything, or at least I haven't, I'm, like, stupid rich at this point.
Yeah, I've been bad about towning for you guys.
We're
so,
gonna go back to
you guys are going to add these the following items. The Quiver of Elona.
Ooh.
We each get one?
Sure.
Yay!
I want the quiver.
E-H-L-O-N-N-A.
Yeah, she's a god, a goddess of the forest.
Yeah, but quivers, I don't do bows.
That's fine, I'll carry it. We can sell it if you don't use it.
You also each get a sentinel shield.
Ooh! Yeah, it's raining.
You also each get the Pipes of Haunting.
Ooh!
What the fuck is that?
Fuck is that?
Blow it and find out.
First thing I'm doing. Get these haunted pipes.
Yeah.
This is delightful. We can start a band.
Yeah.
We each got a pipe of haunting.
I'm gonna fucking... I'm gonna get so good at...
We're the Grateful Undead.
Pipes.
Do we get cocaine?
Oh, yeah.
This is lastly cocaine.
Everything's just dusted in cocaine. Yeah. We brush it off and scoop it into a bag.
I just have infinity cocaine.
You also each get 3 potions of greater healing.
Ooh.
Oh.
And 100 grams of cocaine.
Nice.
You know what? Fuck that. You each get a kilo of cocaine.
Yeah!
Woo!
We get a key.
God bless
us. We get a key.
Everyone.
Oh, now that's where my key comes from.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, because you don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere and not have cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Now you just don't have to worry about it.
You always need, if you're going to a wedding or something for the weekend, you don't know. You just don't know when you're going to get cocaine next. You got to bring a lot of cocaine.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, the mayor of Gremlin Town.
Well, thank you, mayor.
Why'd you have all this shit, you weird poop pervert? I mean, thanks.
Yes, now I suppose we shall return to the admittedly tall task of making sure our town is no longer on fire, of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the townsfolk all go about ineffectually waving, spitting at it.
Well, good luck with that.
Angrily spitting at it.
Remember to tell stories about me.
Yeah.
And how I saved your town.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys ready for what's about to happen?
We explode.
Yeah, I was born ready.
Okay.
I guess.
You guys hear a supernaturally loud voice that says, "Stop! In the name of the law."
Oh, shit.
And you hear the you turn and you see this just gigantic
RoboCop.
A gigantic Death Knight.
Oh,
shit.
Wearing incredible armor. The lower every part of his body is covered in what it seems like ethereal
shit.
What's the word? Stygian. There's a word for it in here that I don't remember what they use in D&D. Eldritch. Eldritch steel.
Damn.
Except for the lower part of his jawline, it's totally visible.
We gotta aim for the jaw.
Aim for his jawline.
Aim for his jaw. God,
he comes stomping towards you guys and is surveying the damage all over the town.
It's not gonna end well for
me. We didn't do that.
Just the kind of creep he likes to...
He looks over at the mayor and says, "Mayor McCheese.
McCheese.
Explain to me what's happening here."
"Oh, yes, of course. You see, this here is a this." The mayor turns to you guys and says, "This here is a Clockwork Constable."
He's
Clockwork Constable. That's amazing.
He's an officer of obvious capitalist propaganda. The keep that is located at the edge of these parts and is what controls trade and governance in and out is a duly appointed lawmaking and law enforcement arm of King Reagan out here in these wildland parts." The mayor explains that OCP is a guild hired by King Reagan to maintain order in this part of Tango and Cassia.
Nice.
Clockwork Constable is the duly appointed agent of Lord Ronald Cox, who is the lord of the OCP keep.
Sure.
Clockwork Constable looks at you, he's like, I'm afraid I'm going to have to take you all in for some questioning.
I know better than to argue with cops. My whole family is police. So I'm like, all right.
He looks over at Arms and says, dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Fuck you, pig.
What?
All right, let's go.
Have I heard of him through my family lore? Do I know about the OCP?
Give me a roll.
You got it.
Give me a... What would that be?
History, maybe? Or
what's history?
Intelligence.
Yeah, give me... Yeah, of course. Okay. Give me an intelligence roll.
Out of fear of having it confiscated, I do as much cocaine as I can.
All of the cocaine.
I go, shit, that was a good
failed.
Idea.
I got a 7.
Okay, you don't seem to recognize this guy.
Okie dokie.
I mean, you do know what Death Knights are, being a paladin.
Yes, and I know not to fuck around with them.
Yeah, you don't immediately recognize this one or anything about him.
Okay,
you just know that as a Death Knight, he must be a cursed paladin.
Oh,
he's a paladin who didn't fulfill his oath.
Ooh, so I'm giving him some careful side eye.
It's a paladin. you can tell the group this, but a Death Knight is a paladin who died without fulfilling his oath, or betraying his oath and not.
Oh, man.
Correcting it.
Oh, man. I just look very uncomfortable right now.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can see that. But I also look very, very meek. Not meek, but like, I'm not going to fight this man. And you can see.
No, I'm going to go along with him.
Yeah.
Does he have a
find
nose?
Find out his weaknesses.
Hmm? Does he have a nose?
Yeah.
For cocaine? Okay.
So it can we can
he
do
can
it.
Party. He
yeah,
can party.
He can party.
Yeah, it's a paladin that falls from grace when they die without seeking atonement.
Mm.
Or without being able to seek atonement.
Man, he's fucked up.
Yeah, he's probably got a dead wife, too.
probably.
Man, that's like worst nightmare is becoming a death knight. None of the Slaters have ever fallen that far. I mean, we tend to break a lot of things to get stuff done, but we've always atoned. So.
Mine is to become a RoboCop, so...
Hey, you're in the right place.
I mean, you're partway there. All you have to do is become a paladin and make an oath, and then, honestly, the rest will work itself out.
I'm probably going to die.
Oh, that's the end of the Gremlin Town adventure.
Sweet!
Yeah!
Sweet! Oh, I'm so excited for...
We met a RoboCop.
For Clockwork Constable.
Clockwork Constable.
I love it, Tom. That's brilliant.
How did... Well, I know how we got through it.
Yeah.
Through gifts from God, but
does he say things like, you know what grinds my gears?
No, he is humorless.
Awesome.
He That's says, come with me or there will be trouble.
Mm-hmm. I come with him.
God, he's probably going to have way too much lore.
Yeah.
Our music is produced by Chris Corlew. Follow him on Twitter at thecorlew, C-O-R-L-E-W, and find more music at shipwreckedsailor.bandcamp.com. Our artwork is produced by Justin Brown. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin T. Brown, and find more of his artwork at artnessbyjustinbrown.com and justinbrown.info.